Today is Wednesday, September the 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. All right, well, we do have a few voicemails, and so I don't know if I'm going to play all of them, but we'll play one or two, depending on how long they are. I do not pre-listen to voicemails, and so it is what it is. But if they go long, then I might save one for some other time. But we'll have a listen. So let's play one and see who it is.
Hello, I can't remember if this is the murder tip line or the name Adams place of employment contest. But anyway, I think I have the perfect name for the place that you work that you can say the nastiest, ugliest things on the face of the earth. About it, and it'll be lovely. It'll be lovely if your coworkers hear it. And I think you should call the name of the place you work, Target. Thank you for calling. Bye bye now.
Why do you never give your name? That was Big Fatty. So I just have to, if you guys don't give your name and I don't know who you are, I mean, the arrogance of Big Fatty to be like, oh, he's going to know who I am. I'm so important. He's gonna. Now, I do know who it is, but still. I entered you in the contest. We'll see how that one fares. Well, I do have another one. So let's go ahead and let's play that one. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. This is your Auntie Scott.
Hello.
And I would like to first up front thank you for including me in your list of friends.
Always.
In Geeky Gay episode 714. If you can't note the sarcasm in my voice, it's because of your mental deficiency.
How
I'd also
you.
Like to be entered in your contest. I came up with three ideas.
Oh, wow.
The one is a little bit telling. The first one, I thought the Walnut Orchard, the walnut, because Walnut Orchard. But then I thought, well, maybe that's too close. So I thought, well, he's a trumpeter. How about the Spit Valve Factory? Yes, you could be working at the Spit Valve Factory. Or, to cut a little close to home, cut being the pun, how about the toupee shop?
Oh, how dare you.
Anyway, thanks again for mentioning me, asshole. You know I adore you. Bye-bye.
Oh, how dare you. That one is too close. That one is, I am open to not. I don't like that word. I don't like, because I feel like the word toupee is very derogatory. And as I've stated before, I do not feel like we should be derogatory towards men who choose to supplement their hair. And I know you would never. You understand the dilemma that I'm in. But, of course I consider you to be a friend, and I know you were being sarcastic, but I do want to say, I was just it's not like I wrote a script. I was just spur of the moment saying people. And honestly, when I'm doing stuff like that, I have to remember which of my friends is sensitive. And and I feel like Daniel is, one of, if not the best friend that I have in this world. I don't want to be presumptuous and say he's my best friend, because then he'll be like, oh no, well, one of my D&D players is my best. But what I'm saying is, Daniel is sensitive, and so if I'm listing friends, I want to make sure that he's the first one I list, because I have a show with him on Friday nights in which he will tell me, hey, why didn't you list me? Or why wasn't I first or whatever, I'll hear. And then Joe is not so sensitive. I don't think Joe is sensitive at all. However, I do have a show with him. And I felt like, if I don't list Joe, and these are mental gymnastics that are going on in my head as I'm recording, if you can imagine. Well, if I don't mention Joe, I have a show with him and he is my friend. I do consider him to be a friend, and he'll mention it on Throwing Down, and then I'm just like, well, I don't have to list out every single friend that I've got. I'll just say the Pride 48 community. But of course you are my friend. By the way, I don't think you'll ever watch this, Auntie Scott, but I'm specifically making a recommendation for something that I think you should watch. And I know you won't. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say you're not, because it's on a streaming service that you do not have. But Mark and I started watching a show, and it's called Only Murders in the Building. And it has Steve Martin and Martin Short. And it's a whodunit sort of thing. And I think you and Drew would really love it, but it's a Hulu original. You can probably watch it for free. I don't know, though. I'm not really sure, because we have a Hulu account, but it's really good. It's funny. Steve Martin is great in it. Martin Short, where's he been? But he was great in it. I think he was in that Apple TV show, Morning Show, in their first season, just for a very small part. Anyway, Only Murders in the Building. Auntie Scott, I think of you specifically as someone, you and Drew, who would like this type of show. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe you hate Steve Martin, but I feel like Steve Martin might be someone that you enjoy based on what I know of you. Anyway, I know you're never going to watch it, but there you go. I've got your entries. Thank you so much for calling. We'll do one more. We will do one more. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. This is Gary in Portland, Stradlake, Orleans. For your name in your workplace contest.
Yeah.
Since you live in Northwest Arkansas and pretty close to Fayetteville, which is home of the University of Arkansas, I think you should name your workplace, you call your workplace, either the Hog Farm or the Bacon Factory. Anyway, that's my suggestion.
Bacon.
So,
those are both really good.
I hope you get some more suggestions, but that's my two, the Hog Farm or the Bacon Factory. Talk to you later. Enjoy your show and have a good housewarming this weekend. Bye.
Well, thank you, Gary. I always enjoy your calls, and I enjoy all of your calls. So, yeah, man, these are some really good ideas that all of you folks are having. I have some creative listeners out there. I'm not very creative. I am a creative person in general. I'm a musician. I sing on occasion. As I get older, my voice is getting cracky. I don't know why, but I probably have throat cancer. But anyway, I have been a singer in the past. it was in choirs and made first chair in Allstate. Not first chair, first choir, whatever it's called in Allstate. For both singing and trumpet. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but anyway, I guess I have to be creative. I mean, I enjoy 3D modeling and computer programming is creative. But when you come to me and say, come up with a new idea for something, you know, name something, name a podcast, you know, name your show. I struggle. I really struggle. But so I don't know what that is, but like thinking of unique ideas, like I struggle with that. But all of you guys are very creative, and those were all fabulous ideas. So yeah, we had finished up with the weekend. Mark and I, we did watch one more movie on Sunday night that I didn't talk about. I didn't really love it all that much. It was okay. Suicide Squad. It was all right. I probably Cruella was better. I would say Suicide Squad was, both of them were enjoyable. Both of them were watch at home. I mean, you could say a superhero movie is something you should watch in the theater because special effects and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. For whatever reason, and I like some of the DC stuff. Like I liked the what is that? The Snyder cut or whatever. Not Avengers, that's Marvel. What's the Justice League? Whatever it was called. I really enjoyed it. The 4-hour, like, Snyder cut, whatever. And I enjoy a lot of the Batman movies, and I even enjoy, like, Aquaman. I like those. I don't have a problem with DC in general, but Suicide Squad in particular, I haven't really enjoyed any of those. And Margot Robbie is a great actress, but I don't really like her character, Harley Quinn. Like, I'm not really, I don't know. Anyway, and I didn't think the, like, Shark Boy or whatever is like, it looks so fake. We had popcorn again. I have trouble getting salt to stick to things. I know this is just like a random problem. But let's say I make popcorn and it's not salty enough. Especially air pop popcorn. It's just plain old popcorn kernels. It's not. So I have trouble getting salt to stick to it, especially popcorn. And so the first time we used the popcorn maker, Mark had bought cheese powder on Amazon because, of course, but, well, apparently it's a thing in the Philippines where, let's say you buy French fries at McDonald's, they will sell powders, various powders of different flavors, and put them in a bag, and you can shake it up in a bag with this powder to flavor your French fries. And he had bought this cheese powder. But anyway, it wasn't salty at all. And the cheese powder still didn't add quite enough salt. So what I did is I took Pam cooking spray. I sprayed it on there to save the calories. And then I put salt on. And it worked. It tastes just like movie theater popcorn or very similar. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.